And there are a lot of aspects of education in this country that don't make sense to me. You know, I grew up in a family where you need to question authority. You don't just accept things the way they are because people in authority tell you that's the way it is. And when I look at the bigger picture nationally, while we're talking of the fourth industrial revolution, 4,000 schools don't have pit latrines. That doesn't make sense to me. And how are we preparing our kids for the future? Or are they simply on a path that we walked in a world that's very different to the world that we grew up in? Emeritus Professor Peter Calloway is one of the country's top experts in the field of education. He joins me on the line. Professor, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Hello, Melanie.
Professor, 10 years ago, I read an article where you said that the problems facing education in South Africa are reaching tragic proportions. What's the state of the nation right now?
All right. I hate to say it, but I think for 80 to 90% of children in this country, you know, things are pretty dire. That's particularly in pre-primary and primary school areas, and in rural areas. That, in particular, those areas, I'm not sure how much kids are getting any schooling at all in a lot of circumstances.
What should be our first priorities?
Well, it's very hard to know where to begin in a situation like we're in. I think I mentioned to you before, in circumstances similar to ours, e.g. Europe after World War II, Britain after World War II, United States in the 1950s and 60s, in the whole kind of civil rights movement, etc., there was a systematic attempt to where it was recognized widely that education was a key component in trying to help especially the poor sections of society to be able to empower themselves. So, large, very expensive project investigations were launched into in all those contexts. Not always without problems, but experts of all kinds, not just education, but related welfare, health, etc., were all involved in these kinds of things with government and with local communities. And immense efforts went into this attempt to re-understand what it was that needed to be done to make education more equal and a quality education. The hard truth is we haven't had anything like that in South Africa since 1994. We've had various shots at it. I mean, I could go into a whole litany of problems. But in fact, we never have had a systematic investigation of what the problems are and what we should do. We just deal with fire extinguishing. Whenever something goes wrong, then we throw money at it, like the student fees thing of the last few years. So I think, you know, panic is the sort of keyword, it seems to me, or to assign to much of what goes on in the education department. That's not to criticize everybody, of course. Lots of people are doing excellent work. But it's the framework that we don't have. We just don't have an overall view of what our priorities are and what we should be doing, and we don't use the best people around to investigate what those are. So we just, I don't know, we're caught in some kind of dreadful trap.
You put a huge emphasis on teachers. You believe that's a major foundation if we're going to build up.
Absolutely. I mean, I think I've spent most of my life trying to train teachers of quality people, and my goodness, we have. At UWC, when I was there, we did wonderful stuff. Minimal resources and large numbers of people. But they were motivated teachers. These were in the early days of the new world and the end of apartheid, and people were really keen to go into the teaching profession and make a difference. And so we were privileged to be part of a really interesting time. But I'm afraid, given the circumstances in the schools, the problem these days is to get young black sort of keen, energetic, intelligent, motivated young black people to go into the schools in the townships is asking a lot of them, because those schools are largely, or many of them, I'm not saying all by any means, are not places that most of us would like to work particularly. So until we change that, until we manage to attract quality young people back into the teaching profession, I'm not blaming all teachers by any means. There's still lots of amazingly talented, dedicated people out there. But I'm saying it's been increasingly difficult to attract such people. And without them, we can do nothing.
Mm.
All your technology, Facebooks, whatever that we might import into the schools will do nothing without the teachers that can mediate the whole thing.
We know that the teachers are overwhelmed, that the classes are big. What about the kids and what we're seeing in terms of a rise in mental health problems, that kids are under more pressure than ever before?
Yeah. Well, those are the ones we know about that are in the kinds of schools that have access to psychological services of one kind or another. I mean, I quite frankly, I can't even imagine what the situation in the vast majority of schools that are overcrowded. No teacher can teach a class with more than 40 children in it, and in this country, that's a sort of minimum. Now, it's quite often that you're teaching 60 children or more. You cannot do your job under those circumstances. You just cannot. And so people, as you, on your point, students, children must fall by the wayside in the process, because there's just not enough capacity to actually look to individual. And that's the thing. You need individual care and parental involvement.
Professor, let me ask you one final question. If Ramaphosa made you the Minister of Education tomorrow and you could make a fundamental change that you could enact right then and there, what would it be?
It would be to establish a framework to understand why we're in the mess we're in and how we can get out of it. That's what I would do. Establish a commission of inquiry. It's not that that's going to solve the problems, but it's going to begin to think about the wider picture and the context and what we should be doing. And then maybe we could start moving in the right direction.
Emeritus Professor.
The short and long of that is I think we need to focus on pre-primary education and primary education. We need to lift the floor, as it were. And that was exactly the same principle that both in America in the 1950s and 60s, as in Britain in the same time, that was exactly what they targeted, primary schools, pre-primary schools, so you can actually, establish a good base.
Professor, thank you so much for your time, your insight this afternoon. Emeritus Professor Peter Calloway on the line there, talking about the state of education in our country.
EWN Traffic.